Ass with toilet paper that's full of chlorine, bleach, formaldehyde, dioxins, and forever chemicals?
Toilet paper? Canceled. Why? Making your favorite TP white, fluffy, and soft takes a cocktail of toxic chemicals.
Your toilet habits are now the choice between getting cancer and not getting cancer. Here's what's going on and what you need to change today. Our toilet paper has now been found to have PFAS chemicals, forever chemicals. These are chemicals that don't break down and never leave. And you're putting it onto some of the most absorbent skin in your body, and these chemicals are then entering your bloodstream, staying in your body, causing inflammation and eventually cancer. Why do you think we now expect 50% of Americans to get cancer at some point in their lifetime?
See, when you use chlorine to bleach a product white, it forms dioxins, which are again one of the most toxic chemicals known to man. In fact, many agencies list it as the number one most toxic compound. So forget about softest and strongest and plushest. What you want to look for is chlorine free.
All you have to do is make better choices, my friends. I like the plant paper brand, but there's many other ones out there made from bamboo.
Everything that they've told us over the years has been a lie. We never went to the moon. We never went to Mars. There is no outer space. There are no aliens. Everything on that TV is a lie, including this Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights. Cue up the faker than fiction annoying voice. They're making you wipe your ass with toxins, as they feed you toxins, as they spray you like bugs, as they want you to eat the bugs, as they price you out of existence. And here we are with the man-made Northern Lights that everyone out there thinks is a real, authentic, organic event. Well, it's not. Nothing is. Nothing is. Everything's organized. The riots that you see on the college campuses, everything is organized. There was no virus in 2020. It was all a hoax with a real agenda to Georgia Guidestone you, to get you roll up your sleeves and take the Farchi Saucy. They're spraying us like bugs. They're poisoning the food, the air, the water. You got death towers everywhere. They're transhumanizing. They're terraforming. And they're lying through their teeth. And they want you dead before 2030. And if you're lucky enough in their eyes to exist, you'll be in a 15-minute open-air prison. How do you like that, sheeple out there? Bah, sheeple. Bah, sheeple. Your fiction, man. I can't do that annoying voice the whole time. Listen, this is a short video. This is what I got for you tonight, man. Time is really speeding up. It's going faster than ever. There's a couple of things. I showed you at the beginning of this video right here that the TP for your bunghole is poison, all right? It's the toxins in there. It's through the roof, okay? And it's going right in your bloodstream. And it's causing a lot of people to get cancer. And it is true. They're radiating us. They're feeding us as much crap as we can. That's why it's important to read your labels. They're handing us a load of crap in the universities and the colleges and the schools, indoctrination institutions. They're saying that there's this big Northern Lights, but yet the whole world could see it. No, we're going to harp on something here. All right? And for all you thumbs down clowns, we got something right there. Let's meet in the middle right there. That's for you thumbs down clowns out there. Let's take a look at this. Dr. Robert Malone, the good doctor. He's on Telegram. And he subscribes to this AI service. And it's called Perplexity. And so Dr. Malone says, Perplexity? Perplexity? Search for HARP Aurora May 10th. And shows enough. His Perplexity program that is subscription-based had to say this. Perplexity answered, on May 10th, 2024, HARP conducted experiments to artificially create aurora-like glows or air glow in the ionosphere by exciting electrons with high-frequency radio waves. The Making the Invisible Visible experiment tested if hot electrons produced by HARP's radio transmissions could generate an aurora-like phenomenon called Steve, or strong thermal emission velocity enhancement. All right? So there you go. Now, there's another program or app, you could say, called Braves. Be like the Atlanta Braves, called Braves. It's free to use AI. And so here's what Braves free to use AI had to say. The High Frequency Active Rural Research Program, or HARP, was involved in a research campaign from May 8th to May 10th, 2024, which coincided with a spectacular display of the Aurora Borealis on May 10th, 2024. According to reports, the HARP team announced that they would be conducting tests May 8th to the 10th, and the press release specified the operating times. The research campaign was conducted in Alaska, and the ionosphere was heated with X-mode HF waves, resulting in bright luminous spots in the ionosphere and disturbances of the magnetic field on the ground. This experiment was part of a four-day period of testing where lights were expected to be observed in the Alaskan sky. Now listen, you got one that's actually outright saying that they're the ones that caused it. Then you got one saying, well, they conducted tests as these lights coincidentally showed up. No. Make no mistake about it. This, much like that fucking eclipse that happened, it's BS. And I'm not saying eclipses can't be real. I'm just saying what they're doing lately is bogus and BS. And guess what? The Vatican just said that they plan on seeing strange entities showing up. Now, will it be Project Bluebeam? Who knows? They might do a massive alien, or maybe it's going to be Jesus in one part of the world where it's mostly Christian, and Muhammad in another part of the world showing up in the sky. All right? Make no mistake about it. When Jesus comes back, he's going to set his foot on the Mount of Olives, okay? He's literally going to come down to earth. He's not going to be floating up in the sky forever, okay? It's not going to work that way. There are no aliens, okay? And this right here is all man-made, just like the weather's man-made. Just like they want to destroy everything in man-made lab meat, give you man-made bullshit food, have robots everywhere instead of people. They want to just wipe out everything that God created and have their own bullshit versions. Robots, fake meat, fake weather, fake people, synthetic people. I mean, it's just a big shit show out there. But that's the bottom line, okay? I try to do the Faker and Fiction news voice, but oh, I didn't say ant and butt a lot. and the like. I didn't do that either. Just have a little fun out there, all right? Listen. You better rethink this whole thing. Now, in the beginning of the video about the toilet paper, he was saying they get plant-based toilet paper, something like that, or bamboo-based toilet paper. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Bidet does come in handy. It does come in handy. And it's not, I mean, it is water touching you. And it's crap to tap water. But, you know, I mean, people go swimming in pools all the time, right? And they bathe in the pool. They literally, like, well, a lot of them actually do take baths in the pool. I mean, they don't even shower before they get in the pool. They literally, like, go jump in pools dry, which is disgusting. But I'm saying they people go hang out in pools a lot. It's chlorine, right? And they're soaking in this crap. So a little bidet action, I think, is a lot safer than wiping your butt repeatedly, constantly, with this poisonous toxic toilet paper. Maybe rewatch the video again and see if you could see what they had to say about what kind of toilet paper to get. Bidet might be a thing for you, too, to avoid getting the C word that rhymes with answer. It's a cleaner, definitely cleans you up a lot better. And that's... During the scamdemic, when toilet paper was short, it came in real handy. So there's that. And this right here is all, we're going to harp on HARP. How about that for tonight? How about that? It's man-made. It's bullshit. Okay? A lot of stuff is bullshit. Don't be, they're saying there's a new, that 90%, according to the American Heart Association, their new thing is about 90% of Americans have some kind of heart problem that's linked to their kidney or some bullshit like that. They're coming up with a new heart situation. I read it, but I don't want to get into it right now. I might do that fast read tomorrow night. But they're trying to develop or concoct a new heart problem, saying that 90% of Americans have it, when it's just more nonsense. Can I say that? All right. But what's not nonsense is that they do have a real agenda. Everything is to literally slow kill us. Some respects, quick kill. Lie to us. Lock us down. Want to inject us. They want to imprison us. They want to make us go camping. You know the drill. I don't need to repeat that over and over again. But there's that. There's that. All you gotta do is ask a friggin' AI program like Perplexity or Braves, hey, was HARP active on May 8th to the 10th? And they'll say, well, yes. Yes, it is. And they created all these lights. Don't be a troll out there. There's that.
Be a weirdo out there. Don't be a troll. If you see a troll, say something. Stuff that ain't truth pipe and smoke it. Make way. Because the current must flow if you listen to this.
You are the resistance.
Sweet dreams.